Welcome back to From Fear to Fun, the podcast where we explore how to transform pediatric encounters from something children fear into something they can generally enjoy. Today, we bravely attempt the impossible, seeing ourselves through the eyes of a child. With other words, we will flip the perspective. We attempt to step out of our own mindset and into the world of our young patients. As healthcare providers, we walk into the clinic with our own mindset. This is a routine and a mental autopilot. But children don't share that world. They are not on autopilot, they are on alert mode. And that's why one of the most transformative skills we can develop is the ability to mentally shift, to step into our patient's shoes and look at ourselves through their eyes. This move is not always comfortable. It's not always intuitive, but it's always revealing. I guess you have seen the following optical illusions before. When you focus on the gray area, you see a cup, a chalice. But when you focus on the white area, suddenly two faces appear looking at each other. Same picture, same lines, same shapes. Two completely different interpretations. This is exactly what happens in the consultation room. We see a routine examination. A child may see a threat. We see a gentle touch. A child may feel attacked. We see efficiency. A child may feel rushed. Flipping the perspective is not about deciding who is right or wrong. It's about recognizing that multiple interpretations can exist at the same time and that the child's interpretation is the one that determines their emotional experience. When we shift our perspective, something important happens. We stop focusing solely on our intentions and start paying attention to our impact. We think we are being gentle. They think we are being unpredictable. We think we are being efficient. They think we are being fast and scary. We think we are helping. They think we are, well, doing something mysterious and possibly dangerous. A quick examination meant to be efficient may feel overwhelming, but here's the magic trick. We can flip perspective. Flipping the perspectives helps us to anticipate these interpretations and to adjust before fear takes over. This is not about self-criticism, it's about self-awareness. When we flip perspectives, we unlock a superpower, effect awareness. It's about becoming better communicators and ultimately better healthcare providers. When we step into our pediatric patient's shoes, we gain access to something precious, insight. Insight into how our actions are perceived, insight into how fear develops, insight into how trust is built or broken. And with that insight, we can shape encounters that feel safe, predictable, and even enjoyable for children. This is the foundation of child-centered care, and it starts with a simple mental shift. In a nutshell, stepping into our patient's shoes is not optional, it's essential. It allows us to understand the true impact of our actions and to create encounters that support, comfort, and empower children. Thank you for joining me for this episode of From Fear to Fun. Next time, we'll explore how our working environment triggers fear and how small adjustments can completely transform a child's experience. Until then, keep flipping the perspective. It works.